Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You could even have $1,000 less than an hour away from playing Beat Shazam. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation. You know, because we sit here and we talk about what we want to be talking about. We tell you the news stories we want to talk about. So why not let you bring something?
There you go.
Because you're wondering, like, hey, I want to talk about this instead right now. We'll do whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got this one from the Total Wireless text line here. What has Psycho Shannon been up to? Haven't heard from her in a while. That's funny you ask us that.
She's got a lot going on.
She does have a lot going on. She's been working really hard behind the scenes. She helps us with the I Have a Dream. She's really active with Kids Kids. She helps us book guests.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually been writing quite a bit.
Really?
In fact, you are going to get to hear from Psycho Shannon coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she wrote a children's book.
What?
Yeah. Shannon wrote a children's book.
Huh. All
and
right.
She decided to read it to the children. Okay. So she wants to come in here and share that book. So yeah, Shannon's still here. She's working hard, having a good time.
All right.
Staying healthy. This one's from a longtime listener from Chattanooga.
No,
I'm going to work right now, but listen every day on the K-Pod in the afternoon. I was just wondering where the OU Meskin came from.
OU Meskin.
That actually was from a job fair at a dance place for where you work at night, a gentleman's club.
Ah, gotcha.
I thought it was in a Target parking lot.
That one? No, that one was at the dancer job fair.
See, I get your bits confused.
And she thought you were Asian?
No, she thought I was a white boy.
Oh.
Yeah. And when I think I said something in Spanish and she was like, oh, you Mexican. And so that's where we got it from.
Oh, you masking?
Were you being culturally inappropriate or appropriating?
No, I don't think I was. I don't think I was, but we were talking about that. And Jessica's on the phone right now. She can tell us a little bit about that, I believe. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So you can give us a little bit of background on this. Is it cultural appropriation or misappropriation?
Both.
It's cultural appropriation. Well, yeah, like Kelly said, both. First, let me say hi, everyone. I love you guys.
Love you too.
See you every morning.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, I think, I guess you guys don't really understand. Really, I think if Jenna and Kelly would understand less, I guess, because they don't come from a culture that has been oppressed in the past.
Right.
But in the past, in movies in particular, there were roles that were made for people of different races that were taken and played by white people. There's Asian movies, even in like Western movies, when there were Native Americans, they were played by white people.
Yeah.
And I think there's still a lot of anger from that. And
right. We were simply talking about hairstyles.
So basically, it has to do... I think I have heard from that. So it has to do with doing costumes and basically making it a cartoon, for lack of a better word. But when you're just doing a hairstyle because you find that beautiful, do you find that to be offensive?
Like a beauty trend.
See, for me, I don't. But you have to understand there's a lot of anger from the past because it has happened so much in the past and there was no one to stand up and say, oh, no, this is not right, you know, because, you know, white people pretty much, you know, owned everything. So there was no voice, or actually I will say there was no outlet to get it out there that people didn't think.
But isn't it
right.
A compliment to your culture? I agree with you with film roles you know, being given. If it should be, you know, if an African American or, you know, a Latino should be getting the role, it shouldn't be given to a white person. I'm with you on that. However, if I'm like, you know, I want you to do my hair like yours, isn't that a compliment to your culture because I love it so much that want to emulate it? And I'm not trying to steal it.
People are angry about the wrong thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to misappropriate. I'm not trying to steal something from you. I want to copy it because I love
hair.
It. Yeah. I would think it would be, that's just, I would think it would be.
Well, okay. So
this
for
is
me,
cool
like,
because my culture is
wrong with a lot of it, like Jenna, like when you wore the sombrero, like I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Or like Kelly, you getting your hair braided, like when you're on vacation, I don't see anything wrong with it, but you have to understand there's a lot of anger. And I think like if you try to research the history and see where the anger's coming from, then maybe you would understand why people are still angry now.
I think a lot of you, these young kids,
they don't even know
about those movies.
Right.
These young kids are just mean on social media.
Because Jessica seems level-headed about
it. Absolutely.
She's like, yeah,
absolutely. She's an adult.
She's an adult.
We're talking about these nasty little kids who are just mean.
Right.
And get on social media and just are mean.
Yeah. See, we need more Jessicas out there is what we need. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
Cleared it up a little bit for us. Because, yeah, I don't understand where a lot of this anger was coming from.
No, people are just angry.
Yeah.
What was the white girl that made the braids, did the braids in the movie?
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
That wasn't being culturally appropriating. I don't know the sense of the word to use, was it? I wouldn't think so.
Today they would have probably called it out.
Being a backlash at the time, no. I don't recall that.
But everybody wasn't so...
Today.
But I was also a very young child.
Today I believe there would have been, based on how it's been going.
Yeah.
I mean, Demi Lovato was in a video and she had it twisted. She didn't even have it in dreadlocks that she got.
Yeah, that's just some people finding things to be upset about.
Preston, what's going on?
Good morning, y'all. How are you? How are y'all?
Good. You have a question for Kelly?
I do. Miss Kelly, congratulations on getting engaged.
Thank you.
Quick question for you. Will you be now called Kelly Raspberry Evans or still Miss Kelly Raspberry?
Ooh.
Well, on the radio, it'll be just Raspberry. But, yeah, legally, I'm going to go Evans.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's just too confusing, I think, to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been Kelly Raspberry on the radio for my whole life, and he's not offended by that at all.
Right.
He knows. That's what most people do.
But you know what I got to do? I got to go to court and do all this stuff.
It's so easy
for a man. You just get married and like, yeah, make me a sandwich. That's it. A woman has to go to court. We have to go to the driver's license office. We have to go to the Social Security office. We have to go to the passport office. It is absurd the hoops you have to jump through to change your name.
Yes, Al.
It's Sandwich and Some Lovin'.
And Some Lovin'.
Sandwich and Some Lovin'. Name of the podcast.
New podcast.
That's right. Yeah, where did it start that us guys get to keep our names and the girls have to...
I guess because back in the day, we were considered your property, right?
We got
exchanged for some cows and pigs, and that's what it was.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know?
There's trades going on.
But I don't know. I mean, so that's the thing. I've got to look forward to that.
How many moo-moo cows do you think you're worth back in the day?
I don't know.
Probably a whole herd.
I'm a sturdy woman.
Yeah.
People would have looked at me and assumed, yes.
You're sturdy?
I would be considered sturdy stock, so they get me, and they realize they got a lemon. You know? It was like in PE class when I always got picked first.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she's the big one. She's going to be the athletic one. And then they get like, oh, man. Yeah.
Kelly, I can't tell you how many people I disappointed in private school because I was the only black kid. Oh, we want Al.
Yeah.
Oh, Al's going to be on our
right?
team. And I couldn't dribble a basketball or whatever.
That was me, too.
Oh,
I'd be the lemon.
I've been letting people down.
I think I'd go for a high price and they'd be sorely disappointed.
Hi, Haley.
Oh, hello.
So you got bumped from Does That Make Me Crazy yesterday, huh?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I could not stop laughing, you guys. I love you to death. Y'all are just the greatest. I've been listening to you for forever. If you don't remember, I'm the Uber driver that you guys were talking about incest while I was Ubering. And then yesterday, as I was waiting for Does That Make Me Crazy, you guys were talking about how your wife just... No limit how awesome you guys are.
Yeah, we started talking about toilet paper and there's an art to it. And we all have different...
Just rolling. Yeah, just how you roll the paper.
What was your Does That Make Me Crazy from yesterday?
So my really weird Does That Make Me Crazy is my entire... I have a self-diagnosed food allergy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Anytime I eat tomatoes, it could be raw tomatoes, it could be tomato sauce, pizzas, the worst. My entire mouth... the top layer of my skin, it molds and it comes off.
Oh.
So I feel like at least once, it doesn't hurt, but I feel like at least once a month I need to do this in order to maintain a healthy dental status, like a healthy mouth.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Oh,
wow.
As long as you keep your mouth.
Well, you are allergic then, right?
Yeah.
I am, yes. Yes, I am. I've never been to a doctor for it, but
yeah, but
it
I know that tomato is a big allergy for a lot of people.
Huh.
Isn't it true that the more you eat, now I don't know, I'm asking, the more you eat of what you're allergic to, the reaction gets more and more severe?
Oh, it doesn't get better?
I don't know.
That's a good question. So yesterday I was with my daughter and I ate about 5 slices of pizza. And today my mouth is really not that bad. I believe it's the potency in which, you know, the pasta sauce or whatever. I believe it's the potency to it. Mm. So I think the fake pizza sauce that we ate yesterday really has not done a number on my mouth.
I don't know, but I'm sure. You should complain. You should write a letter of complaint and say, you're not giving us strong enough tomato sauce. Look at my mouth. It's perfectly fine. You know?
Yeah, you're not crazy. I think that's
good. Look at this crap you're pushing off as tomato sauce. Obviously.
I don't know.
I was allergic to eggs for a decade.
And now you're not?
I wasn't. Then I was. And now I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Haley. Don't they tell you you're supposed to eat the honey from bees around your area so that your allergies aren't
that
bad?
Builds up your immune system. Yeah, my uncle used to eat the bee pollen.
Right. Yeah, they give you that.
From your, it has to be local. From your area. Yeah.
It has to be local.
Or, I know that.
Or it's not going
to
work.
I wonder if I'm allergic to Jell-O still. I haven't tried it in a while.
Love Jell-O.
We could do an on-air experiment.
I told you it sucked in college because I always had to turn down the Jell-O shots.
Oh, no. How'd you get through college?
Like, no, we're not doing Jell-O shots.
I'm allergic. Guys would be like, okay. Yeah.
Not fun Jenna over there.
I'd wake up in hives.
Nobody notices in college. It's all
a rash all over my body?
Yeah. Everybody's got rashes in college.
Dang.
No. Got it, yeah.
Hope not.
No.
I didn't.
You never got one
in college? No.
No.
Oh, man. Just at least
that girl has a rash. It's okay. It's just red
college.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody gets one at least. I thought at least. No. I guess not. Thank you for your Whatever Wednesday calls. Always fun with you, Kid Nation. Always fun with Psycho Shannon.
Yeah.
Who is now an author.
What?
Of a children's book. Yes, Jenna, you heard right. Our Psycho Shannon. Emphasis on the psycho in there.
She has penned a book.
She wrote a book for the children, and she went and read it to them at, I believe, a Christian school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it might be okay, Kelly. You never know. Maybe Shannon, calm down. We'll hear that book next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know you're wondering, what is Psycho Shannon up to?
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon, it's my show!
No.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Get out of my studio!
So Shannon is in studio right now with us.
She is.
I am here.
Shannon is still here and working hard.
Yes, at forming my future. That's what I'm really working hard at.
What's the future looking like, Shannon?
Well, I believe that the children are our future.
Mm. Teach them well.
And let them lead the way.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let me write that down.
So you're telling me you...
Vaguely familiar.
So are you having a child?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not
well,
yet.
I mean, I've thought about it, but no.
Not yet.
You're missing
not
one.
Yet.
Thing.
No. All right.
If you needed a donor, who would you go with here in the office?
Hello?
I thought we already talked about that.
I know, but I was hoping you'd change your mind.
Okay, Al.
Thank you.
Dang.
Thank you.
You know, why?
Shannon, he's got good genes.
Shannon,
he's a pretty man. He's smart.
Thank
he's got
you.
Business
Look
sense.
Thank his you. Children. They're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
Well, he just asked if he wanted me to change my mind,
yeah,
so I can't pick him anymore.
Not the whole,
oh, it was you before.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
it was.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Al got offended. It wasn't him, so I'm making it him this time.
Well, it's fine. As long as I'm the second choice.
Yeah. So you're working with kids now.
Yeah, in a way, yes. You guys might not know this, but I have written my first children's book.
Wow.
I have written a children's book.
Really?
Yes.
Shannon
it is.
Murphy.
Do you have a publisher?
Well.
Self-published.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an unpublished children's book. And the whole idea behind this was I just wanted to write something for my nephew, Jake, because I want him to read. I want him to, you know, be
Reading's
smart
good.
And
yep.
stuff. And so I wanted to give him an original book to read.
How old's Jake now?
He's 2.5.
Okay.
Jake is my nephew. My sister was in Hawaii, had a baby, moved, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah,
they're
Jake's
back.
Now. Jake is back. And he spends a lot of time with me.
Okay.
So I wanted to give him something original for us to do together.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Big Booty Judy.
Oh, my. Okay.
Shit, I used to date her.
It rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
You gotta
it flows.
Some...
And
it
kids
rhymes.
Love butt talk.
Yes,
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
Which is
tooting
thank
and all that stuff. They love it.
Yes. And so.
Big booty Judy.
Yeah. I actually took the one copy of my children's book that currently exists to a Christian preschool last week.
Oh,
Shannon.
And I read it to a group
Shannon.
Of 5 and 6 year olds.
Oh, good age. Good age.
Yeah.
So you went to church with your Big Booty Judy book.
It was a Christian preschool, not church.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I read the book for them.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys are what, 5 years old? Do you guys like to read? Okay, well, this book is a little bit different, possibly, than the books that you usually read. So, do you guys like puppies?
Yeah!
All right, then I think you're going to like my book. And just know that the name of my book is not meant to promote name calling, okay? So we don't call anybody any names that we think we wouldn't want to be called, do we? We treat people with kindness and nicety. The name of my book is Big Booty Judy, okay? That's the name of the book.
I like it.
Big Booty Judy was walking down the street, walking to the rhythm of the sickest beat. She likes big butts, and she cannot lie. And her floral print pants are so, so fly. Uh-huh. One day, she saw a puppy in the street, so she stopped her walking to the super fly beat. Poor little puppy wanted love so bad, so Big Booty Judy gave him all she had. She named the puppy Sir Mix-a-Lot and taught him how to dance. Then Big Booty Judy found herself a husband and devoted her life to romance. Oh. She no longer had time for puppy, so she gave him to a no-kill shelter.
Oh, my gosh.
So at least he would have a chance.
Oh.
Yeah, Big Booty Judy gave the puppy away so she could focus on her husband.
Got it.
So at least he would have a chance at life. Uh-huh. Adopt. Don't buy dogs from breeders.
Oh, my God.
The end. Oh, you want me to do it again?
This is a home run.
That's my children's book, Big Booty Judy.
I am surprised, actually, that you focused on her having a husband.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, why wouldn't she have a wife?
I'm going to make more children's books, and we will dive into more... Yeah. Issues besides adoption.
That's big softball playing, Judy.
Did you discuss the book afterwards? Did the teacher have anything to say?
Yeah, I got the opinions of the kids and the teacher after we read the book.
Let's go to the reactions.
It's funny about when she said Big Booty Judy. Yeah.
So the title of the book is a win, right?
Yeah.
Okay, was there anything else that you liked about it?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty.
She likes big butts. She called it Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that name for a puppy?
Sure. Yes. Okay. And it's cute. I like it when it says Big Booty.
Miss Dolores, what did you think about my book, Big Booty Judy, as you sat and watched your class of 5- and 6-year-olds listen to it?
I liked that she rescued the puppy, but then it made me sad that she had to give him away, and then he had to be in a shelter. That made me sad.
Would you, if it was available, buy a class set of Big Booty Judy for your class? Be honest. Don't say yes just because I'm standing here. Be honest.
Yes, I would. It just shows them the importance of adoption and how just not to get rid of a dog because of circumstances. Yes, I would.
What was the point?
That's shocking.
Since we're doing our book club right now, what was the point of Judy having a big booty?
It rhymes.
It rhymes.
Just because it rhymes? Okay.
I like the name Judy, and I went with Big Booty just for alliteration.
The artwork is great.
I learned how to draw just for this book.
Wow. Oh, this is you.
I did everything myself. Yeah.
Art?
I wrote it. I
illustrated it. Yes.
That's a big apple bottom, Big Booty Judy.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. I think that my book is really a hit so far. I don't know what to do with it now. So if any publishers are interested in my book, I will give you that opportunity.
Do you have any other books in the works right now?
Judy plays softball.
What?
Judy turns into Jude.
Flannel, it's still in style.
This
was actually pretty good, Shannon.
Thank you. I think it's great.
It's great. Awesome. I love it.
I'm excited to give it to my nephew and see what happens after that.
Yeah.
Like I said, if any publishers want it, then just
It's right
up.
Here.
Yeah.
And you're also doing something really cool next week.
Well, it's this week.
It's this week.
Yeah. So something that I'm pretty passionate about is teaching kids how to, or kids not drowning, more or less, because I lost my nephew in July of 2011. He was two, and he was in the backyard with his grandfather, and they both ended up drowning. And we don't know what happened, and it's, you know, it changed my life. Yeah. It was horrible.
And it happens extremely quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's life-changing.
And far too often.
And far too often.
Yeah, yeah. It's the leading cause of death in kids between one and four. So I want to try and hopefully help do something about this.
Yeah.
And so I've been taking my nephew Jake to these swim classes. They're called ISR swim classes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they do is they teach the child how to survive if they fall into a pool. So it's not your typical swim lessons where they learn how to, you know,
paddle,
backstroke and all that stuff. They learn how to survive if they fall in.
Are these
how
the
to
videos?
Flip over and get to the side of the pool, right. Basically.
Or just float. If you're just, if you're 6 months old, you can take this class and they will teach the baby how to float until somebody comes to help them.
I've seen these videos, Shannon, and you see them just throw a little 6-month-old baby in the water and you're sitting there going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The baby just calmly turns over on their back.
Rolls over, yep.
And they just float over to the edge.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I've been doing this with Jake for 2 weeks now, and the change in him just from one day to the next. I looked at him one day last week and I started crying. I was like, I am so proud of you and how well you're doing. It's it's truly amazing.
Yeah.
So I decided that I want to try and possibly become an ISR instructor.
Wonderful.
Oh, good.
That's very cool.
So that means, you know, an interview process and hopefully getting picked.
Did you tell him your name was Psycho Shannon?
I haven't told him that yet.
You left off the first name?
At some point.
They'll do a background check. I should pass.
Yeah.
You better give him some.
Just give him a different social security number.
Yeah. And then if everything goes through, then they will choose me to be one of the trainees for the program, and I will be able to teach kids how to survive if they fall in.
Teach Al. You can practice on him.
Yeah.
Right.
Him, big baby.
And so over the weekend, I took step one. I had to go and get certified in CPR and first aid.
Well, it is CPR Awareness Week.
Oh, is it?
Next week, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very handy.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
How long does it take to get certified?
2.5 hours, 3 hours,
I
think, yeah.
Gosh, see, I did this when I was babysitting when I was young, but I think it's changed. Like, I definitely need a refresher course.
Yeah, well, good that you mentioned that, Jenna. Everybody, please bring your mitts, because we're going to all be taking CPR classes.
Oh, with the mouth-to-mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Do you practice on people?
You can.
I got Kelly.
No, I got Kelly.
I got Kelly.
Oh, wait, what?
I got Big Booty Judy.
No, we can all have each other.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to do that here. So everybody here at work is going to learn CPR. Shannon.
I just paid $45 for that. Really?
Oh,
I could have got it for free.
Sorry, Shannon.
Yeah, you should have waited.
Can you get a refund?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dang. Well, that's awesome that you guys are going to be doing it too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So many people loved Shannon's book. most of them not parents. Good to have her in the studio. We got Beat Shazam coming up in 5 minutes. We'll play the game. You just got to tell us what song we're playing before Shazam can guess it.
I'm excited about the show premiering tomorrow night on Fox, man.
You get $1,000 if you can correctly identify that song. We also got Carter Wilkerson, a.k.a. Nugget Boy.
All right.
He's the Wendy's Nugget Boy. He'll be calling the show here in about 30 minutes. Less than 30 minutes away from that. And right now, it is Wednesday. It's time to dish out that love advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, that's me. That's right.
That is you, Kelly.
That is you.
In a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
After my ex-girlfriend and I broke up, I didn't look at any of her social media. Even though we both have moved on, I recently started looking at her Instagram. And her new boyfriend is not attractive. And that made me happy. Does this make me the most selfish person, or is this normal to be happy about something like that?
No,
Nate.
It's fine, Nate. It's silly and it's petty, and you acknowledge that, but you don't want him to be some, you know, swashbuckling Lothario.
No,
look at all these big words
not.
I'm using. He sounds like a pirate.
He sounds like
a musketeer.
I mean, when I take a step back and I look at who my ex follows on Instagram, I'm like, these five don't even equal a 10 together.
Right.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and it makes me feel
2 5s a week Latino.
But we all do it.
But it makes me. It actually makes me feel better. It really does, and not in a catty way, just in like a you are an idiot. What are you doing?
It makes you. It helps you actually move on as
like,
well.
Okay, you're not into me then. Yeah.
Some people, you know, some people are not as beautiful on the outside as they are on the inside.
True. That's true.
And once you get to know them, they are exponentially more attractive, and then you can take the prettiest person in the world, and you get to know the personality.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, I mean, that physical thing. But am I saying you're abnormal by feeling this way? No.
No.
It's petty and it's silly and it makes you feel better. Go ahead.
I make a collage.
There you go.
You did?
I make a collage of all the gross girls my ex follow.
We're taking it to a new a level.
You should call in on Does That Make It Crazy?
That's how not many? Healthy.
How many you got in the collage
let
right
it go,
now?
Let Actually, it go.
Like at least three? Two? Five?
There might be four. And then anytime I get sad, I look at it. I'm like, never mind.
Yes, that does make you crazy.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Thanks for calling.
I mean, let's be honest. That guy she's dating now is probably the funniest, most caring,
rich.
Oh yeah,
just, he's got everything going on. Just
but
looks,
he's ugly.
But yeah, but we don't know that. As a guy, when you see that, you're like
big old house, nice car.
I can move on because if he's way better looking than us, we sit there and we're like, that's what it was. I wasn't good.
I bet
enough.
He's an excellent lover.
Oh
yeah.
So you can't say it now. He's gonna be thinking about it. Because odds are he is a way better lover than you
but
are.
But he's ugly.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you just kind of shrug your shoulders when you see your ex does have somebody that's better looking or what. You're just like, all right. I see what you did
that's
there.
Cool.
I see what you did right there. You upgraded to business class.
So totally normal, right, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play Beat Shazam real quick. Because we're doing that, and then we'll get back to the love letters.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
If you would like to play Beat Shazam, one song, $1,000. Up for grabs right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13 to play Beat Shazam.
Let's do it.
It's my lucky number.
It is your lucky number, Kelly.
Wish I could get married on the 13th, but that didn't work out for me so well the first time I tried that, so oh well.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
at least you did it the first time.
I did it the first time. All right,
let's continue.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met my current boyfriend right after I got divorced. I was married for 14 years. Now, my boyfriend's a great person. I wouldn't want anything different, but
there's always a better you wouldn't be riding.
Obviously, you do want something different, but sometimes I feel like he's too needy. He wants to text me all the time and see me all the time. Sometimes when he leaves the house, he will text me and tell me he misses me.
Aww.
I feel like I need some time to be on my own and figure out what I really want. I'm 35 and I have two kids. I feel like I need time for myself and my kids, but I'm also afraid that if I take a break from him, I will lose a really, really good man.
Oh, if you take a break, and that doesn't mean it's gone forever, but you do need a little minute to clear your head. Because you're going to end up resenting him and then driving him away and then maybe blowing what could be the right guy. But you're only 35, and it's hard to make somebody understand that. When I got divorced and I had a little baby, I'm like, nobody's going to want me. You know, I was older than 35.
Still not a good match for this woman. I don't know.
Well, it could be a good match. It just could be too much too soon. A lot of women would be like, I wish I had somebody that worshiped the ground I walked on. But I think it's just too much too soon for her, and she just needs a little breather. So there's nothing wrong with just telling him you want to slow down for a minute and, you know,
it's just not the right timing.
But no, if you're feeling these things, follow through on it. Don't stay with something just because you're afraid there's nothing else. Because
there is something
else. That's the worst reason to stay
someone. You think it's because she was married for so long, and when you're married, you don't do those things, and she got used to the way it was? He wasn't always all up in her grill?
It could be a lot of things. It could, you know, and a lot of times people are real freaked out about the rebound relationship, and it sounds like this is the first guy she met.
Yeah, it was right after she got divorced.
And he could be a wonderful man, but you just need to slow down because you're going to end up resenting him. And
his last relationship could have ended because you never give me enough attention. You don't text me. And so now he's trying to you don't know. But
you usually go into your next relationship with the insecurities from the one before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a breather. If he's a great guy, he'll be there.
Oh, he'll find somebody.
If he's not, trust me, there's somebody else. You'd be surprised how many more men there are out there.
I'm actually, happy alone.
Once you get to that point,
I get tired of people saying, "What is? Why are you? That's why you're single."
No.
There must be something wrong with you for being single. And lately, I've realized it's definitely, other than that, not working out. The last relationship, it's definitely been a choice.
Right.
And you can learn a lot about yourself.
Once you get to a place where you're really okay where you are, that's when the opportunities start opening up. And it's hard for people to understand that. But once you don't even realize it's happening, one day you're like, I'm really just okay.
Yeah.
This is an okay place to be. I'm happy. I'm getting along. And then suddenly when you're happy, you start attracting good things. Yeah. So that's my belief.
I saw a hottie at the market last night.
There you go.
He had a wedding ring on. Shoot.
I know. That happens.
Love letters.
Love
letters to Kelly.
Oh, Jenna.
Dear Kelly, you are the love. I was looking at the chicken, and then I was like, oh, he has a ring.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband doesn't think it's a problem to have a guy friend spend the night at our house on the weekends. They go and do their guy things as they please. They play golf. They go and have drinks. They play pool. I don't think it's appropriate, even more so now that we have a child. This friend is unmarried. He doesn't have commitments like we do. Am I being irrational? I think my husband is being immature. This has become a big issue for us. I tell my husband that I don't want him to have a friend over, but he still does it. We're 27, by the way. I know y'all like to know ages when answering these
letters.
Yes,
I do. It helps.
This is from Tara.
Tara, you're not being irrational, but you've expressed your feelings to your husband, and he is disrespectful of them. So now what do you do? Now what do you do? You got to give up. You know, it's one thing. She's saying every weekend.
Yeah.
That's too
much. Every once in a while and your buddy comes in to visit and you haven't seen each other in a year and let's just have a guy's weekend. Honey, is it okay if he crashes in the spare bedroom? I promise we'll be quiet for the kid. No, this is a guy trying to hang on to some fantasy that he's still swinging single on the weekend.
Tara, I have one suggestion on how you can stop this. Start walking when he brings his buddy over to the house. Walk around the house with your little negligee on, your little lingerie on.
Show them off.
Hey, baby, no. Then homeboy won't be over there nearly as
often.
You
think that's
simple? I promise you.
There'll be like three more guys over the next week.
It's entirely inappropriate. What he is doing is inappropriate. It's immature.
Yeah, it is.
He is. I'm sorry you've got such an immature man.
Oof.
I am so sorry.
Like if I want to go and stay at JC's house after we go out play pool.
It's one thing. Yes. If it's
one
like,
time, that's
not
fine.
Every week.
Every weekend?
No.
It's time to grow up and be the man of the family and a good father.
I tell my boys, you
got some drunk guy in the spare bedroom every weekend.
No, Uber him home.
No.
Yeah. I get them a Lyft. Yeah, give them an Uber or a Lyft. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I got things to
do. But what are you going to do? If your wife came to you and said, this is bothering me, and you're like, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. Then what do? You got a bigger issue.
Yeah, that he doesn't respect her.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't fix that guy.
You can't fix it. How do I make him respect you?
Al and I could show up one day.
There you go.
Show you what's up.
Oh, well, maybe she should spend the night with her homegirls. It's her house. Well, you have to leave
you don't leave your own house.
Leave her house.
He should respect her.
Yeah, no, he should. No
He's
doubt.
Totally in the wrong.
I'd make the kids... Make sure that kid's awake when they come walking in the door at 2 o'clock in the morning drunk.
Yeah.
And say, this is the example you're
Daddy,
setting for your child.
Read me a story.
Videotape him, too. Yeah. Show him how dumb he's being.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDnation.com. We're actually going to do some more on Friday.
Okay.
Around 8 Central.
Ooh, okay, good.
Right. Yeah, we'll do a couple more. But it's time for the game show that's sweeping the nation.
Yes.
We're talking about Beat Shazam, which is on Fox, premieres tomorrow night. Your host is Jamie Foxx, and executive producer.
You could win $1 million on this show, dude.
Yeah, $1 million.
Wow.
And how many times are we like, dude, I know every single song that's ever been on the radio. I can totally.
Yeah. It's so easy when you're sitting on your couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Let's see.
Imagine you've got a timer and you got money on the line. Oh, my
and
God.
Jamie Foxx
God.
Is standing there.
Right? There's Jamie Foxx. He's a movie star.
You got an audience and everything. Yeah, it gets a lot more difficult. Now, we're going to try it on our show.
Yeah.
We don't have $1 million to give away.
No.
That's all going to Kelly's salary.
Yeah. Right.
So...
I'm sorry, but I've got a wedding to pay
for. I know,
for.
It's fine, Kelly. So we have $1,000 to give you.
That's pretty
comma.
Good.
Yeah.
One play, one song, $1,000. And you just got to guess it before Shazam does. All right, let's get our first contestant on the line. We asked for call number 13 to get the first shot at it. And that is you, Scott Lapping. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Awesome to talk to you guys.
You
My
too,
man.
You hey. Too, man.
The good news is you get the first shot at the song. The bad news is you're not going to get to hear it like the other people on hold. You know what I mean?
Right.
How good are you with music?
I love music. never can tell you who's playing it and who the name is.
All right,
so, I'm going to take a chance. I'm just going to take a chance.
There you go. You know what? Why not,
Scott? Why not, sir?
This might be
this
your
name. Might
day.
Be the one moment. Song you know, yeah.
All right, Scott, here's how it's going to work, man. I'm going to play you the song, okay? Uh-huh. Then you're going to hear the song cut off, and I will ask you to name the song. If you get it right, you get your $1,000, okay?
Because it's cutting off at the moment
Shazam gets it.
Shazam recognizes
That's exactly
it.
Right, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, Scott, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, dude.
And free.
Oh. Name that song, Scott.
Oh, my goodness. That's not the name of the song. Kelly Clarkson.
You know what? You guessed. You guessed. And
Scott,
that was a good guess.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You are, in about 2 minutes, 2 seconds, you're going to be knocking your head against the steering wheel in your car.
Well, he told us he doesn't
know
songs.
He knows this about himself.
Yeah, he didn't come in here claiming
that
he was a champion of the world. Jessica, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Now, Scott got the song wrong, which means you get a chance to win the $1,000. Are you ready?
I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Are you ready? You got this.
Just open
I'm
up.
I'm ready. I got this.
Open up your ear holes and listen to this. All right.
And three.
What song is that, Jessica?
That is Hello by Adele.
Hello by Adele.
Boom.
See, you got it.
You got $1,000.
I'm so excited.
I know you are.
What are you going to do with $1,000?
Oh, I don't know. Probably my little sister's graduating Friday, so probably buy her something really cool.
Oh, nice.
Aww. That is so thoughtful of you. Sweet.
Graduating high school?
Yes, I'm so proud of her.
Aww, give her a shout out. What's her name?
Her name's Nikki.
Nikki, you get $1,000 for your graduation present.
Not the whole $1,000.
Wow, Nikki's so lucky.
Oh, Nikki's so pumped right now.
Graduating high school with $1,000.
Yeah. Wow. You're the coolest big sister ever, Jessica.
Thank you.
So selfless.
Jessica, you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you. Do I need to hang on the line or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. You hang
don't
on.
Hang
to,
up.
Or just have Nikki call us.
We'll be yeah, Nikki will save it. See, it's that simple to beat Shazam like that. We'll play again tomorrow at the same time. 7:40 Central is when we have you play. And we'll have a different song. And who knows how fast Shazam's going to get it. Make sure
the Real Show premieres tomorrow night on Fox.
Thank you very much, Big Al Mac. Yeah. And we're waiting on the phone lines. We've got to clear it up because Carter Wilkerson, a.k.a. Nugs for Carter.
Nugs.
The Wendy's guy. He catapulted to fame because he just wanted some free nuggets. And we'll get to chat with him about his newfound fame next.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Went for Carter Wilkerson, a.k.a. Nugget Boy, a.k.a. Ellen's arch nemesis, to call us here. We'll talk about how he was able to get the free nuggets from Wendy's. Because we're going to reveal who the winner is.
Yeah, I need some advice from this dude.
For our competition tomorrow.
I got nothing.
We're trying to see who, with just posting, could get the coolest stuff. Just by posting on social media. Because this guy posted a picture of himself in the bathtub with some shampoo and tagged the company. And they sent him a bunch of stuff. So we tried.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it seems a lot easier when you read articles. About people that have been successful with it.
Well, because we hear about the ones that are successful. We don't hear about the hundreds or thousands or more that are not successful.
I think I finally got one. So I should at least have one thing.
You got one more than me, brother.
That's embarrassing because a lot of times you just don't get a reply. Yeah. It just goes unnoticed.
Then you just look like somebody's begging.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it looks.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. Meanwhile, over there, Jenna's flirting with Chester.
Yes, I have an online relationship with the Cheeto Cheetah.
I was so jealous when I saw that. I was like, dang.
Jealous?
Jenna got the Cheetah talking because it's Chester.
That was a big deal. They have so many great new flavors that I can't try until after the wedding.
Mm. Yeah, right.
The jalapeno is my favorite.
Because I took all those Cheetos back.
What?
Hold on.
You can return food?
Jenna did a photo shoot with her pug.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Cheetos. You took them back?
Yep, didn't open them. Trust me, I wanted them.
They took
them
really
for guests.
Oh yeah, they're unopened, so you can return them. Yeah.
Why'd you say you brought them back?
Didn't want them. Change their mind.
Because
she wants them for free.
I wanted my money.
Yeah, she wants her money.
Spend money on the junk food.
Yeah. Hey, good news if you're a Top Gun fan.
What?
Possibly. Tom Cruise did an interview on an Australian morning show, and he confirmed something for us.
What's that?
Top Gun 2 is definitely happening.
What? Before we let you go, rumors of a Top Gun 2. Please say it's true.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yeah, that is true.
Really?
Yes.
When? Tom?
It's true.
When?
It's true.
Are you allowed to say when? Can you give us a hint?
You know what? I'm going to start filming it probably in the next year.
Wow.
I know.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. It's happening.
You have just made my day.
It is definitely happening.
Oh, Kelly, did we just ruin one of your stories for Showbiz Top 5?
Why don't we stop doing Showbiz stories right before
Sorry
I do the
that.
Showbiz Top 5?
We just got excited about the Tom Cruiser.
So I'm going to go try to find another story.
I didn't want to blow your Dancing with the Stars or The Voice.
Though. Oh, yeah. Why blow that?
Sorry about that.
I feel a need.
Okay, so I'll go find something else.
Speed.
I need nuggets is what I need.
All right.
Joining us on the phone right now is a celebrity, a social media star. That all he wanted was just some free nuggets from Wendy's, and now he's a celebrity. Carter Wilkerson is on the phone with us right now. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing
What's
great,
up, buddy.
Are you burned out on nuggets?
Never.
Not even close.
So it all started when you just tweeted how many retweets for your supply of your nuggets, right?
Yep, that's kind of how it went.
Did you go with Wendy's because they're known for being pretty hilarious on Twitter? Or because
you really love those nuggets?
It was a bit of both. Wendy's are my favorite chicken nuggets. I'm kind of sad that they got rid of the spicy nuggets a while ago.
Yeah, I love those.
I'm sorry, man.
But I knew they had a big social media presence. I knew their beef with McDonald's, how they had that little feud going on earlier.
No pun intended.
And I decided to take my chances and tweet out at them and see if I'd get a response. And I did. It was even though it was 5 times the world record. I just went for it, you know.
How long did it take for you to get your first reply from Wendy's?
Actually, it took like less than 2 minutes. I think I put the tweet out and they responded like right away.
Was it like an automated generated thing? They just somebody's literally sitting there waiting to respond.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I think somebody it's a real person that sits there and waits for responses.
So they told you in order to get a year's supply of nuggets from them, they just gave you a huge number, right? 18 million retweets is what you would need to get?
Exactly.
Carter, at any point, did you feel like you should counter offer? Because I feel like 18 million retweets for only a year's supply of nuggets.
Yeah, you need to counter nuggets.
Not a fair trade, sir.
I did actually in the beginning when it was just starting to get big. I said, hey, maybe you can lower the deal to 18,000 or 1,800,000. And this was before it was like even huge. So I thought I might have had a chance to negotiate, but they never responded. But luckily it kept going up, and at least I'm closer to the 18 million than I was before.
And Ellen actually actively campaigned against you because you were threatening her record, right?
Yeah, she was pretty mad about it. She was she felt like so threatened that she tried to bribe me with underwear and a TV, and she was like, I'm going to come to your house and take them if you pass me. So, and I did pass her, so it kind of worries me that she might come to my house.
Oh, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah. The biggest enemy in your life right now is Ellen DeGeneres. That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. And you know, pretty interesting to tell my kids.
You're so effective with your social media campaign, you might single-handedly be able to bring back the spicy chicken nugget at Wendy's.
Yeah.
I definitely have to use my voice to
bring
that back.
Wouldn't hurt to try.
What's your favorite dipping sauce with the nugs?
My favorite dipping sauce is probably the honey mustard.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat fries every time?
Yep, I normally get the combo, like the number 10. It's the 10-piece chicken nuggets and like French fries and a fresh lemonade. That's
lemonade, not frosty.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get a frosty too sometimes. I have those little keychain tags. Yeah.
Yeah. He's watching his figure.
Yeah, well, you got
to
do it.
We're talking to Nugget Man.
Yeah, we're talking with Carter, a.k.a. Carter, Nugs for Carter. You saw the hashtag. You probably retweeted that tweet, making him a world record holder. Did you receive a card that you just show up to any Wendy's and you can get your nuggets whenever you want, or did they just give you coupons?
That's kind of how it is. It's like more of a coupon thing.
How many coupons did you get, like 12?
I actually got a bunch of gift cards. Uh-huh. Pretty much, and it's just like worth like more than a year of chicken nuggets.
Oh,
I forgot
cool.
exactly how much
you
it
think
was,
you'll burn out.
I hope not.
No, once a week treat, that's awesome.
Yeah, for free.
What do you do when you're not eating chicken nuggets, like for a living?
Well, I'm 16 years old, so I have school every day, and
he's a football player.
It's been kind of a battle between school and being the Nugget kid. And, I've been doing my best to keep up. Finals are coming soon and stuff. So,
so is there any question on where you're going for your pre-prom dinner?
Well, actually, we had our prom a few weeks ago, and I suggested Wendy's to our group, but you know, they weren't too happy for it, and I was like, come on, guys.
Man. Yeah,
right, you're Nugget dude, you know?
Carter, you play football, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What are the chances of, instead of having a number, having a nugget as your number?
That would be quite interesting.
That'd be pretty cool. Now, Wendy's did hook you up a year's supply of chicken nuggets, like we said, and offering $100,000 to the charity of your choice, right?
Ooh.
Yes, yeah.
And what's your charity? What's your charity that you love?
Well, we chose the Dave Thomas Foundation for adoption.
That's great.
That's very cool.
Because I believe every kid should have a chance, like I have in life, to have a great family, great siblings. I'm the oldest sibling out of four, and I have great parents that have helped me and supported me throughout my whole life. And I thought that would be a great cause to donate to. And that's what they did, and they helped by donating $100,000 to that.
That is so
cool, Carter.
That's
pretty awesome.
I love that you're using your fame, and you're using it for good. You're not trying to become a superstar or anything. And you also...
You already
is
a
superstar. Was he going to use it for evil?
Yeah. There's people that just go off, they're too...
The villain.
I want to rule the world.
The villain.
Take me outside.
They drop out of school. They move to L.A. They forget. You know, he's actually staying in school and doing all this stuff. And you also...
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
Oh, he does nuggets.
Nugs, not drugs.
That's right. Nugs, not drugs.
Are any of your siblings, or maybe you, do you have any other causes that you're going to try and tweet and retweet for?
We are, actually. I hope to do something more with this Nugs for Carter campaign. Now that I know that I have such a huge following and a bunch of eyes on me, I think I could do some real good with it. And we hope to do some sort of more fundraising with the campaign and hopefully raise some more money for charity, whether it's to the Dave Thomas Foundation or our own adoption foundation, and we'll think of something else and maybe some where to go with it.
Yeah. You still with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's a big LSU fan. I saw that she wears a lot of LSU gear.
That's true.
Go Tigers!
Is she wanting to go to LSU?
She's not sure. She's been looking at it, but she's not 100% sure yet.
Are you going to follow her?
I don't know about to LSU, but
Carter likes Ohio State.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about the Spurs getting knocked out, man. They had a good season.
No, it's okay. Without Kawhi, I was kind of worried. I was like, no, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun to watch him this year.
We connected with Carter. He's a big Spurs fan.
He's a big Spurs
fan. Huge Spurs fan.
Yeah.
Well, Carter, also, check out nugsforcarter.com. That's where you can get the T-shirts, right?
Yes, yeah, the T-shirts, all the fundraising goes to charity, and they're pretty cool shirts, so if you want a T-shirt, go get one there.
And it's 2 G's in Nugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, Kelly.
Nugs.
Hashtag Nug for Carter, and if you want to follow him, it's @CarterJWM. @CarterJWM. Hey, Carter, great talking to you, man. Congratulations with everything.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Bye.
A very well-spoken young man.
Yeah, 16 years old.
Isn't that nice to talk to a 16-year-old that speaks?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't look.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got some free nuggets?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool, I guess.
You play football?
Yeah, I play a little bit of football.
If you can even get that.
Yeah, that's a bit words.
There's just one word. Carter was well spoken.
Gosh.
I really didn't get. I mean, he just got really extremely lucky with Wendy's being that active.
Yeah.
I didn't get any pearls of wisdom, you know, any good advice for us.
We didn't ask him.
So you got it.
Call him back.
I think he was scouting to see when they were tweeting and when they were tweeting back to people. I think that's when he went at it.
I looked the other day. When is the peak Instagram use time?
Yeah.
So people will be most likely to see it. And if you're curious, it is 7 to 9 p.m.
Have you been trying really hard, Al?
I've put it out there for 1, 2, 3, I think 4 products
or
services, whatever, and got zero response. Zero.
Keep trying, Al. We have one more day to do that. We'll find out who the winner is tomorrow, see who got the coolest stuff with our social media challenge, see if we can get, like, Carter.
Or any stuff.
But so far, no good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got Caroline Craddock in studio with us this morning because we're doing a little talk about kids.
We are.
Yeah, because we're doing something different soon.
Yeah.
Yes. I leave on the 2nd in a few Saturdays to go to Disney World for our first teen trip.
Nice.
Exciting.
Yeah, so it's the first thing we've done that's different. We're taking 12 teenagers and their families for 7 days
wow.
of paid vacation.
And it's a different experience. It's not just Disney World. They're going to enjoy all that Orlando has to offer.
Right, they can go to any of the parks. They can go to SeaWorld if they want, Epcot, Universal, all the parks that they want to go to.
We're actually going to highlight a former kids who went on the trip last year.
Yes.
Let's see if you remember this young lady right here. Her mom's talking about her. We're talking about Aaliyah, of course.
It brought back a lot of emotion. And, you know, honestly, it took a while to process Disney. Once we got home and got settled, we were able to think about all of the memories. And it just made it all come true all over again. All the times and fun times and happy smiles and... Seriously, you know what I say. There's not enough words. Just so incredibly grateful.
That's Aaliyah's mom at the Perot Museum last month.
Yeah, we showed, we have a little premiere party and show all of our kids and their families their video. So they get to relive the experience, which is super fun.
Yeah. And Jenna, you hung out with Aaliyah a lot.
Yeah, Caroline and I both did. We loved this little girl. I feel like we were like kind of fighting over her. Yeah. We wanted her to be our best friend. But she, what I remember most stand out from Aaliyah is that she's the touchiest.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to hold your hand.
Yeah.
She's
kissing you, love on you. These kids are just so loving and really enjoying their time at Disney. That's what's so cool about this video, because we have camera crews the whole time.
Right.
You know, thanks to your donations, we get to take the families, but we also get to film the experience for them. So then they get to revisit this and watch these memories every single day if they want.
Yeah. And I have so many families that say that they do watch it every day.
Of course.
And when they're in the hospitals and stuff, we do provide iPads for them too. So they can watch the videos on their iPads that we give them when they're waiting to go into treatment. And it just kind of brings them back to their trip.
Yeah, I like the iPads, because it used to be where you go visit a former kid's kid in the hospital and they would have their photo album.
Yeah.
And they'd be looking at, now they get to look at the photos on their iPads.
All that technology is so cool.
So cool. So Aaliyah's 12 years old now.
Yes.
She has two siblings, 17-year-old Bree, who was on the trip, helped out a lot.
Oh my gosh, she's an angel. One of the most important things we do for these kids is help out their siblings, because these siblings kind of get, you know, they don't get a lot of attention most of the time since their brother or sister is the one always in the hospital.
Exactly. Right.
So Bree, just to have that, her and I bonded a lot, because she's such an adult for being 17. You know, she had to get her hardship license so she could drive her sister, and I just so enjoyed being able to hang out with her and kind of guide her a little bit, and They're just a wonderful family. My favorite moment with Aaliyah was she's in a wheelchair, yet she doesn't like think that she's in a wheelchair. So we had this little girl, Tyler. Her and Aaliyah became best friends, and Aaliyah is pushing Tyler in her wheelchair the whole trip. Aaliyah's getting out of her wheelchair to push Tyler in her wheelchair. Like, that's just the magic of kids. It was so cool. Awesome.
Now, Aaliyah was a victim of medical malpractice when she was less than a year old.
Awful. Yeah, she was born healthy and then had an ear infection. And they took her to the hospital, and they had this...
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
Who ever expects something
you don't
like
expect that?
That.
Right. These are the turns that happen sometimes. You can't expect them. And
because your child is born healthy, don't think that, you know, never know.
It could happen to any of us. Yeah. We don't know what the future holds. And she was expected not to thrive at all. They were just thinking she was just going to be stuck in a wheelchair. No, she's
thriving.
They
thought she was going to be a vegetable.
Mm. Yeah. No, she is. She shows you love. She hugs like Caroline and Jenna were telling you about. She interacts with her brother and her sister.
She's one of the most amazing little girls I've ever met.
And her parents, her mom was forced to become a stay-at-home parent because she has to take care of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Sure, that happens often.
And that's what's so difficult, you know, with this, is a lot of these parents are, you know, you're both working and you need both incomes just to take care of your three children. And then this happens.
Right.
Your medical bills mount. And then a parent has to stay at home. And a trip to Disney World is impossible. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. So we need all the help we can get.
And especially the way we do it, we really pull out all the stops for these kids.
Yeah.
Everything is paid for. They don't pay for a thing once they get there. You know, so it's all inclusive.
We tell them to keep their wallets in their rooms, basically, so that they can have fun and not worry about pulling that credit card out and thinking about paying the bill the next month. Don't worry about that. Speaking of getting a little help to go on this trip.
Yes.
Did you bring some friends along,
Caroline? I sure did. Yeah? I brought in Elaine and
Hi, Elaine and...
Sorry. Elaine and Fred.
Hi, Elaine and Fred.
Wow. I do that, too, when I can't remember a name.
Hey. No, I'm actually good at names. I'm like,
hey.
I've had a lot of interaction with them. No, they're from Hillwood Communities, and they came to us when they found out that we were having a teen trip, and we obviously... I've wanted to do this teen trip for, like, 4 years because We have so many deserving children that I want to give a break to.
Right,
you know?
And our kids' age requirements are 5 to 12 yes. at the time of the trip. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of teenagers that would love to go on this, right?
Mm-hmm. So they were willing to help us out, and they have financed our trip, and I believe they have a check
what?
To present us what? Today.
Yeah, financed the
Hold
trip.
On.
Yeah.
You
and they have one of those big checks?
Yeah.
Proceed with the presentation.
Yeah.
Fred.
I mean, Fred.
Yeah, you bet.
What made you want to raise money for the teen trip?
You bet. This is an easy one. Kid Craddock has been a big part of our lives, waking up every morning and hearing about him. And what a wonderful person, what great humor, and just wanted to make a difference in this world. So it's neat to see you, Caroline, taking it on. And congratulations.
Thank
We're so
you.
Excited to be a part of this inaugural teen trip. So very easy. Union Park as a whole donated this money. So on behalf of Hillwood and our builders, our great builders, Emerald Homes and Dries Homes and Highland Homes and Plantation Homes and American Legend Homes and the whole community, you know, we opened this up to the whole community, and it was amazing response that we got. So we're excited about, we were tried to have an event to raise further money.
It rained.
April, and it
yeah.
rained and it rained and everything. So,
Caroline and I were going to go
but,
to that.
I know.
But, comma, we're going to do this in October.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're
very excited about October, so more to come on that.
Awesome.
So
All
we
right.
do have a check here. Elaine Ford and I.
We love big checks.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
It's huge.
All right, I'll let you announce how much money that
yeah?
is.
Well, this check is for $30,000.
Yay! Right Yay.
But as I mentioned earlier, in October, we hope to continue to raise more money
That's
for
awesome.
This great event.
That
thank
is,
y'all
man.
For the opportunity.
Thank,
wow.
thank you to Hillwood
thank
Communities
you,
for that. That's a big chunk of change right there, guys.
We're
going to
put that in a little yeah. tube at the bank. That's a big check.
Yeah, can you imagine driving up with that and sticking it in there?
Who would want to live in a community that is that generous, right?
That's right.
Don't you want to be a part of a community mm-hmm. that bonds together?
Yes, and their houses are beautiful.
They are. Yeah. So if you're looking for a new home.
Yeah. We hit you up, right?
Amen.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You guys are angels. Thank you.
And have fun on the trip, Caroline.
Yay, I will.
All those teenagers.
I'll be keeping y'all updated. Wish me luck.
Will do. And now, Fred, a.k.a. you had a shout-out okay. for someone.
Right. Got a big shout-out. One of your biggest fans, B-Rad Brad, we call him, and he just loves you guys.
B-Rad Brad.
I love the white people. Shout out.
Oh, Al.
Oh, please.
Hey, B-Rad, Brad.
That's your son.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Hey, B-Rad, your dad's cool, Dodd.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.